In 1925, Paul Leonard Newman, future star and American icon, was born in Shaker Heights, a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio. Having grown up and served for his country as a rear gunner in the Navy, the young ambitious actor missed out on the lead role in Rebel Without a Cause. But when Dean died in a car crash, Newman stepped in to play Rocky Graziano in Somebody Up There Likes Me. 1958 proved to be a seminal year as he married Joanne Woodward and earned his first Oscar nomination for his role alongside Elizabeth Taylor in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. A new decade, more major film roles and three more Oscar nominations for career-defining roles like Fast Eddie Felsen in The Hustler, hedonistic hell-raising cowboy Hud, and champion boiled egg eater Cool Hand Luke. A turn behind the camera directing Rachel Rachel led to more Oscar nominations for both him and his leading lady, Joanne Woodward. The following year, in 1969, Newman and lifelong friend Robert Redford team up for the iconic Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The 70s began, and now a huge star, Newman shared top billing with Steve McQueen in one of the biggest blockbusters of the decade, The Towering Inferno. Indulging his other great love, racing, Newman finished second in the Le Mans 24-hour race. The 80s saw a return to Oscar nominations for Absence of Malice and his brilliant performance as an alcoholic lawyer in The Verdict. Later that year, Newman established Newman's Own Food, a multi-million dollar making business, with 100% of its profits going to charity. His philanthropy didn't go unnoticed, and he received an honorary Oscar. A year later, he finally won Best Actor in a leading role for the reprisal of Eddie Felsen in 1987's The Color of Money. Newman won critical acclaim for roles in Merchant Ivory's Mr. and Mrs. Bridge and the Coen brothers' The Hudsucker Proxy. At 79, he won the 24 Hours Daytona, becoming the oldest driver to win the race and a place in the Guinness Book of Records, and notched up his 8th Oscar nomination, playing a dysfunctional father in Nobody's Fool. Aged 77, he received his final Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor for a role that was to prove his last in The Road to Perdition. Although he didn't appear on screen again, his last job reflected his lifelong passion and made him the perfect voice for a 1951 Hudson Hornet in Pixar's animation, Cars. Paul Newman, just one of the stars you love.